Today, our gospel reading comes from the gospel according to John, chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, and then we'll jump over to 19 through 28. And I'll be reading out of the NRSV translation. John 1, 6 through 8, 19 through 28. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now, they had been sent from the Pharisees, and they asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. This is the word of the Lord. The scene cuts to Sam's face. "This is it." Frodo responds, "What?" Sam, looking uncertain and a little anxious, replies, "If I take one more step, I'll be the furthest away from home I've ever been." With all the confidence and encouragement that Frodo can muster, he offers back, "Come on, Sam. Remember what Bilbo used to say? It's a dangerous business, Frodo, going out your door. You step onto the road and you don't know if you'll keep your feet. There's no telling where you might be swept off to. Just one more step further, and you'll feel like you're the furthest away from normal that you've ever been. Just one more step further, and this season will feel far away than it has before. Just one more step further, and all will be lost. Just one more step further, and you'll find yourself at the beginning of a journey." The Carmelite nuns often referred to this third week of Advent as the week of journeying. Journeying while waiting for the joy of the Christmas celebration. And Bilbo was right. It is dangerous business going out your door and embarking on a trip to the store, even. A trip to pick up a prescription. And yet we go, hopefully with your mask and hand sanitizer close by. But thinking about the larger adventure we find ourselves in, life, we've set out to follow the life of Jesus Christ. And like John the Baptizer, we come as a witness. We give testimony to the true light in our lives. The gospel according to John is known for its mysterious undertones through signs and proclamations of who Jesus is. In the first chapter, the prologue is a hymn about the Word of God, Jesus Christ. With such parallelism and the beauty, the gospel writer helps us the readers, to draw connections to who Jesus is. Enter John. John sent from God so that he could testify to the true light. Here, we find this John character, whom we've heard about last week from the gospel according to Mark. John baptizing all that would come to be baptized in the River Jordan, those that would come and confess and ultimately testify to the true light in their life. And now, in the Gospel according to John, in John's account, John the baptizer is bearing witness to the Messiah. Because Jesus is the true light. The true light, the hope of the world, the light of salvation, and the promised leader of God's people, redeemer, liberator, sustainer. Where in your life could you use just a little bit of light? Does that light offer you hope in the heaviness of the world? Could this light be just a little spark or just a glimmer that there's something more? We all need this light in our life. We all need hope that God is present with us despite the uncertainties and the weariness that surrounds us. Maybe, just maybe, we have to look a little closer. Or we might need those around us to offer us just a little bit of light from their own experience to help us. We prepare and celebrate the coming of the true light, Christ, into our world. It could be that today you just need to be reminded that there is still light in this world. When we have a hard time grasping onto the hope of the world because a loved one dies. When injustice and death overwhelm us, and when it just doesn't feel the same as it did last year. Hold on, friend. The light has come, is here, and is coming. Salvation is here. The world has not been the same and will not be the same, but Christ is here. Sister Joan Chister says, "The point is clear. It's not simply a matter of waiting and rejoicing in what Advent promises us. It's about learning how to live while we wait. The challenge of Advent is learning how to live when it seems like there's not that much light. A tea light candle or the sliver of light under a door holds the power to illuminate our surroundings. In Christ, we have hope that the Word of God was the light of all people. As the prologue says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Joy is still to be had this year because it comes from the Lord. Let us learn to live while we wait, holding on to just any twinkle of light, and in doing so, we can learn from John's actions. John's response to the light was to give testimony. You see, this was a big argument in the early church. Was John the Baptist the Messiah? Was Christ the Messiah? How did they know each other? How did these cousins come to be and minister the preaching of the coming kingdom, call for repentance, spread the news that the Messiah was here? The early church, they needed to clarify who Jesus was and what his life meant to them. It's normal for them to process what happened or perhaps even confuse John's role with Jesus's. But John here helps to clarify in this moment. The delegation that comes from Jerusalem are not what Gail O'Day calls curious passers-by. Instead, they're a delegation sent by the Jewish officials, the religious leaders of the day. These leaders come to play 20 questions with John as he's baptizing in Bethany. They ask, "Who are you? What then? Are you Elijah? Are you a prophet? Who are you? Why then are you baptizing if you're neither the Messiah, Elijah, the prophet?" All of these inquiries help us to hear John's story. John answers the leaders by knowing who he is in relationship to Jesus. John not only knows who he is, but John knows who he is not. John is not the light, but is giving witness or testifying to who the Messiah is and will be as Jesus enters into the scene in verse 29. To give witness or testify is a legal and common term of the day. It would be to give an account of what you witnessed to a judge or a jury, or to give testimony of your experience with Jesus Christ. John does both in these latter verses. When asked at point blank, John confesses, "I am not the Messiah. I am not Elijah, who many believed would return after being swept up into heaven." John says, "I'm not a great prophet. He is simply the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.'" John is the very voice of preparation, much like the season of Advent. These 4 weeks of preparing and waiting and journeying. Maybe that's why we get to hear his story from 2 different gospel writers for 2 weeks in a row. The work of preparation is still to be done. There is still time. The mystery of the celebration of the Messiah that came and dwelled among humanity is something that we have to take some time to consider, to wrestle with, to question, to think about, to rejoice about. And we hear John's voice this and last week because the poetic justice is that he is testifying and making a way for us to hear the story of God incarnate again through the wilderness of life and where we find ourselves. John takes his place as the forerunner, humbly and willing to pronounce the coming of the true light of salvation through Jesus. The journey is marked by those that give witness to what they have experienced. And on our journey this Advent, perhaps we need to hear John the Baptizer, cousin of Jesus, set the stage and prepare our hearts. His answer prepares the hearts of those around him. He's helping us to journey towards the manger. There, we'll be caught up rejoicing. But don't miss the opportunity to have joy now, when it seems that all odds are stacked against you, because the invitation remains. The invitation is to learn how to live while we wait. Live a life of testimony now. Give testimony to Christ's work in your life in the big and small ways, in the extraordinary and the mundane. Give witness by giving hope, by telling the story of redemption and reconciliation and the story of Jesus' resurrection after his life here on earth, after coming as an innocent small child. Like John, know who you are and who you are not. You are a child of God, worthy, valued, and loved. And we find ourselves in situations in which we can't control what others do. We can't control what happens in our world, but we can share with others what Christ has done for us. We can share the story of Christ's birth, life, death, and resurrection with those that need just a little light in their life to get by. It's too easy to get caught up in the minutia of the season or how not normal this one is. However, don't miss the wonder of God coming to tabernacle among us. Don't miss the opportunity to share light and life with others. Do not miss the chance to hear the story anew. Perhaps this season, this journey, is preparing you for your next step, further than you've gone before. We lit the candle named Joy this week, pun intended. It's pink. It's a pink candle reminding us that though Advent is full of waiting and longing in the shadows, there's still room for joy, for Christ's return. The true light is Emmanuel, God with us. The journey continues. We embrace our call to give witness for what Christ has done in our lives and in the world. We affirm that joy comes from the Lord. We see the flicker of hope in our world, and we seek justice for the poor, the oppressed, and the outcast. We know that light drives out darkness. We embrace the place where God might sweep us off to. Hear the voice crying out in the wilderness and take that step towards Christ this day. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.